Kirk, how long do you celebrate a game like that then? I mean, is it just the flight home? Because you got to get ready for two straight first-place teams. They don't really give you much time to enjoy moments like that.
Yeah, I think we've played long enough and had big wins and you know, mountaintop moments that you learn how to come down from and get back to work. And however long you celebrate it, I believe that by Tuesday's, you know, meetings and walkthrough, you're on to Minnesota and ready to go. And I think we've learned how to ride that roller coaster, or not ride it, if you will, as you go through the season.
Can I just follow up on where you guys are internally, how you feel 4-4, you know, but with the injuries you've had, the things you've kind of had to go through, and now having a, you know, your kind of destiny in front of you because of the teams you play, you know, satisfied at this point?
Yeah.
You know, wish you could have left stuff out there. Where do you feel like internally you guys are?
Yeah, at the halfway point, I think when you look at the challenging schedule we've played, I don't know that even as we played that schedule, people realized how challenging it was. And now with the benefit of hindsight, you see we've played some good opponents. We've played them tough. We've got some good wins. We've had a couple games that we feel like we probably could have, should have won, which every team has at this juncture. We've also won some games that you could have, should have lost potentially. So when everything's right in front of you and you have a chance and you're playing for something with 8 games to go, I think that's a starting point. And, you know, as long as we can control our destiny with the games left to play, there's not a whole lot more you can ask for.
Just kind of following up on what John was talking about earlier with Josh, there's a play, he's running a seam up the sideline and Sherman almost picks it. I also know the weather was a factor at that point in the game. Is that more of a chemistry thing as you're continuing to learn, as you said, where he's going to be, where he needs the ball, that he's going to want made that maybe high and might not cut back underneath? Or is that just, it was snowing and the ball slipped?
Yeah, good perception there. There were a lot of things going on. Certainly the weather isn't perfect, but, you know, Josh was getting wider to the sideline. You know, if I lead him to where he's kind of on his track to go, the ball's going to be out of bounds. I'm also throwing it pretty early, so there's a little bit of anticipation of a guess of trying to put it out there for him. You know, Richard Sherman's a good corner, so when you start talking about opportunity balls or trying to back shoulder, you know, maybe that's not the guy to do it on. And then you also say, all right, it's man coverage. If everybody's locked down, you know, either you got to throw it away and play for the next play, or maybe you take off and run because you say everybody's in man coverage. So as long as I can get through the rushers and maybe the plugger, I can get us some yards. So those are all the things that happen in a split-second decision. And in the split-second decision that I made, I said, you know, I'm going to put it up to him, try to lead him up the field as opposed to the sideline. And, you know, with the angle he took, you know, it ended up being a scary play, if you will, because then Sherman had the inside track to the ball. So, you know, those are the kinds of plays where you go back, talk about, get better at, try not to repeat, and hopefully can come away with completions or better results or decisions in the future when you get a similar look.
Kirk, could you revisit the throw to Brian Quick, kind of from the trust involved in that? I mean, it's kind of bang-bang with, I think it was Michael Bennett who hit you, and then, I mean, did you throw it blind, or did, it just seemed like even if you didn't, like you had to really trust that Quick was going to be in the right spot there?
Yeah, it was man coverage, and, you know, when you have man coverage, you can put it out there and hopefully trust your receiver to create some separation and know that there's not going to be another zoning defender falling off of his area and intercepting it. You know, you really have 3 decisions when protection is loose. It's I can just take the sack, I can leave the pocket and give up on the play and basically force just an off-schedule play, or I can, you know, throw it blind or force it when I don't really know because I don't have enough time to trust it. And all game long, it's really trying to decide between those 3 every single time the protection's loose. And I would argue that, you know, if you were to say, how have I gotten better as a quarterback in the league, it's I've been better at picking which one of those 3 it's going to be, play in and play out, than maybe I was in year 1 and year 2. That one I threw blind. You know, that one I'm saying I'm going to throw it to a spot with a lot of anticipation, hope for the best. At that point in the game, taking a sack is going to kill us. The clock's going to run. We got to burn a timeout. Situational awareness, you can't take a sack there. First quarter, I'm not throwing that ball probably. I'm probably going to take a sack, give us a chance. I'm not going to force the ball down the field and risk interception. So those are the kinds of things you're trying to process as you play.
I know there was a couple Josh Doxson questions, but you've been around him for 1.5 years now. Who is he? I mean, he's so quiet outside the field, but then those 60 minutes, it seems like he has this confidence level that I don't know if it seems like very few can match. What have you been able to gather from him in the 18 months that you've been around him?
I'm still getting to know him. He's a good person. He's an intelligent person. I like him as a teammate. He isn't as aloof as he comes across when you get to know him. And he is a student of the game on the field. He asks questions. He wants to do it right. He's not a know-it-all. You know, he's not a guy who goes out there and has all the answers. So he's a joy to work with. And, you know, I told him after he scored that, you know, let's make sure this isn't a one and done thing. You know, let's make sure this is a repeatable thing and something that, you know, people expect to have happen, not just next week, not just this season, but hopefully for seasons to come. You know, that's where the vision needs to be. And then we've got to work in a way where that can become a reality.